Welcome back, everyone, to the one and only Stoke FM Morning Show. So in the studio, we have Megan Dooling, our intrepid journalist.
The province is restricting people from staying in temporary accommodations for non-essential reasons in seven communities in the interior. They're Kelowna, West Kelowna, Oliver, Osuyas, Penticton, Kamloops, and Vernon. Premier David Eby said Saturday afternoon in a press conference that this order is meant to convey the gravity of the situation. He's asking people already staying in these communities to check out early. The province on Friday implemented a state of emergency because of the wildfire situation. This order restricting people from staying in accommodation is a mechanism of that order, and it will be in place until September 4th. So until September 4th, no staying in hotels or campgrounds or Airbnb, any kind of a temporary accommodation for non-essential reasons in those communities. And the province is also asking people not to travel to them unless it's essential. And they did list reasons for essential travel that includes providing emergency or critical services, traveling for health or medical reasons, transporting essential goods and supplies. That's up for interpretation, but attending court or complying with a court order, attending a funeral, avoiding the risk of violence or abuse, exercising parental responsibilities, attending classes or training, and exercising an Aboriginal or treaty right.
So those parental responsibilities, is that stuff like...
No idea. I'm just reading from the press release. I don't know what that... Yeah, maybe...
Like school shopping and stuff like that?
Yeah, it could be school shopping. Maybe if you share custody, getting your children from one parent to the other. Mm-hmm. I know during the pandemic, my mom went to visit her grandkids and she said it was essential. So I think it's sometimes up to interpretation.
Yes.
As of Saturday, there were 35,000 people on evacuation order and around 30,000 on evacuation alert. That was 20,000 more than Friday. I know where I work, my other job, everybody that I was serving was an evacuee. They said they were on evacuation, and I really admired their spirit for that. and there are 3,400 people firefighting in the province right now. So all those people need those rooms. That's why this order is in place. And officials say this weekend has been the worst for fires in BC history. They said Friday night was harrowing, and they're expecting the challenging conditions to remain, like even now. Fires are growing really quickly and are challenging to fight. And officials with BC Wildfire Services say it's challenging to evacuate people with how quickly fires are moving. They're urging people to pay attention. That means us in Revelstoke to pay attention. If ordered to evacuate, do so immediately. And if you're put on an evacuation alert, be ready to go. Officials are not restricting through travel, but again, they're asking people not to travel to the Okanagan or Shuswap or Kamloops unless it's essential. That's all my news.
Right on.
Thank you very much.
No, I do know that, I was in Salmon Arm for the Roots and Blues Fest on Friday night, and there were multiple blackouts during the festival.
The power went out?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Like the power for the stage, the power for half the food court. And it happened repeatedly until they got enough juice to play for Blue Rodeo to play, and then they called the whole thing off.
I wonder why, because of fires it got, like they were getting the fire lines?
I presume so, yeah.
Fire lines?
And they guess they called it off because they wanted people to clear out a Salmon Arm for evacuees, right? So yeah. Oh, definitely scary for a lot of people, so. But just for clarification, just in case people are confused, Revelstoke is not currently under...
No
alert or anything.
Nothing is going on here. It's kind of a place where people are going to on their evacuation right now.
Kind of refuge.
Yeah, there's nothing threatening us right now, except for the dry conditions and the potential, I guess.
And the awful, awful air quality.
We definitely noticed a lot more vehicles around our neighborhood, and we were like, is this... Like, I think people are here, like, staying with friends.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. I also wanted to add that the city is allowing camping in Centennial Park. Mm-hmm. And it's key. Did you guys already talk about that earlier?
No, we didn't, but I did see that yesterday.
Yeah. It's for evacuees only, and the public washrooms are open 24 hours, which I'll just say my opinion. I think they should be anyways, but for evacuees.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, well, that's good to know.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
Right on.
Very good. Important update. I just got myself a alert, the alert app as well, after hearing you and the chief fire chief discuss. So
yeah, the alertable app.
Yeah.
I should get that too.
Maybe everyone should.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll wait till next week. We'll be posting this online later today too, and it'll be playing on the station throughout the day, I think. So
go to our website, stokefm.com, and the news section, the story is already up if you wanted to read it again or share it, and all of our other stories are there too.
Cool.
Go to Stoke. You can go to Stoke FM and sign up for our newsletter too.
Mm-hmm.